On November 8, 1947, Sarah Vaughan waited in the wings of New York's historic town hall as saxophonist Lester Young, the president of jazz, or simply the Prez, tore it up on stage. He played his unique brand of high-energy swing that made him famous in the 1930s. Vaughan hummed along, occasionally shouting out encouragement to the band as she clapped her hands, throwing in a jitterbug step here and there. The place was hopping with heady anticipation. Electricity filled the theater. It must have been thrilling for the young singer, but nerve-wracking too. She was up next. Since its inaugural concert in 1921, Town Hall had gained a reputation as one of the premier venues in New York City. Vaughan's idol, Marian Anderson, the African-American opera singer turned civil rights activist, debuted there in 1924, then performed again in 1935, when she returned to the United States after years of touring abroad. Built by suffragists, Town Hall was known for its progressive programming and hosted a series of innovative jazz concerts, including a breakthrough performance by the then-unknown beboppers Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker in 1945. Tonight was Vaughan's opportunity to shine. She had begun her life in music as a choir girl in Newark, paid her dues as a girl singer in the big bands of Earl Hines and Billy Eckstein, where she learned to become one of the guys, and then ventured out on her own as a solo act. Although she had sung in New York's small clubs and cafes for several years, her town hall debut was a milestone. The concert was sold out, and according to the Pittsburgh Courier, 1,000 fans had been turned away at the box office. After almost 5 years in the business, most of it in relative obscurity, Vaughan was immersed in the first crossover phase of her career, and her star was finally on the rise. To the casual observer, Vaughan could have been mistaken for just another kid hanging around backstage, a fan rather than the evening's final performer. She looked younger than her 23 years. She wore a long, slim-fitting white gown with big puffy shoulders and a plunging neckline. It was a stylish dress that epitomized post-war fashion, and it was appropriate for the grandeur of the venue. But it fit poorly and overwhelmed Vaughan. The young vocalist seemed a little out of her element. Town Hall was a regal theater with high ceilings, a billowing red curtain, brass fixtures, and crystal chandeliers. Boasting one of the finest organs in the world and marvelous acoustics, it was on par with Carnegie Hall. As the Prez launched into the final number of his set that Saturday night in 1947, Vaughan prepared for her Town Hall debut. Applause ushered Prez and his sidemen off stage. Vaughan waited for her cue, then walked to center stage. A bare-bones rhythm section with piano, guitar, bass, and drums was clustered behind her. Only the microphone, teetering on its thin stand, stood between her and the 1,500 people in the audience. There was no place to hide. The glow of the spotlights illuminated the crowd's expectant faces. Gowns and overcoats rustled as listeners shifted in their seats, leaning forward in anticipation, as if to pose the question, can this slip of a girl fill this cavernous hall? From the piano came 5 simple chords, the introduction to Don't Blame Me. The audience waited until Vaughan at last began to sing, but she didn't sing the tune's opening like other vocalists or as it was written. 3 brisk notes, 1 for each word in the title. Instead, she drew out these 3 syllables, expanding them to create an exquisite melisma, a cascade of sound that first went up, then down, while punctuating each word with a new twist and turn. Within seconds, the audience gasped, whistled, and cooed its approval. Momentum grew as Vaughan exploited every note of this slow ballad, effortlessly bending her voice to change keys and explore unexpected harmonies, all while displaying the impressive highs and lows of her 4-octave contralto. Vaughan's voice possessed a maturity, poise, and depth that belied her youthful appearance. It was full, rich, and sumptuous, yet crisp and clear as a bell. By the time she reached the final phrase of Don't Blame Me, a delightful series of embellished arpeggios, the audience could barely contain itself and burst into applause. That night, number after number, Vaughan transformed the popular songs of the day with her fresh, innovative approach to singing. Listeners sighed with satisfaction when she launched into The Man I Love and I Cover the Waterfront, her signature tune at the time.